Hamish Burgess is devoted to the culture of his ancestors, the arts of the Celtic people rooted in paganism, worship of the sun, and ancient mysticism. The pictorial side of Hamish's work is filled with a distinctive color palette and images that take us to the origin of the cultures of the British Isles. The Celtic art of Hamish Burgess will be on display on Maui this month, and Hamish joins us by phone. Good morning, Hamish.
Morning, Chris. How are you doing?
All right. Good to talk to you. You know, your images really evoke a fascinating time that I don't think people know very much about.
Right, and it also the high point of it was also when the Celtic Christian monks came along. So it did span the pagan and the Christian eras as well.
This is kind of the transition, right? The birth of Christianity in the British Isles. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, and across a lot of Europe as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it started. Celtic art probably started about 2,500 years ago in what is now Switzerland, Austria, and southern Germany.
Really?
And the Celtic tribes spread out through the entire of Europe. And definitely a tribal people. There was no nations. It was there was a few confederations of tribes, but they spread from those homelands. In the east, they went as far as Turkey, which was called Galatia at the time, and one of the books, I guess, in the Bible is somebody's letter to the Galatians, right?
Yeah.
And but then they also spread as far west as the British Isles and Ireland.
So they were sort of nomadic by nature.
Yeah, reasonably nomadic, and you know, they would settle in areas and generally stay in those areas. But when the Roman Empire expanded their territory, a lot of these people were pushed into other areas and you know, emigrated to other areas, and they ended up being pushed to the far west. And the Celtic lands that kind of remained Celtic and stayed that way to this day, they'd be the most common one everybody thinks of is Ireland and Scotland. But there's also the Isle of Man. There's Wales, Cornwall, and Brittany in the northwest of France.
So this is the kind of the farthest reach of the Roman push, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's as far as they can get.
The ends of the earth, as far as the Romans were concerned.
Yeah, and you know, you can't really overstate the effect of the Roman Empire on moving cultures around in those years those BC years. Yeah,
absolutely. And they didn't necessarily go out to destroy a lot of those cultures. They absorbed them into the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
So a lot of those areas became, you know, Romano-British, they would call it Romano-Celtic. One area that a lot of people forget is Galicia and the Asturias in the north of Spain is also Celtic.
I'd forgotten that. Well, that's kind of a remark, you know, so there's a lot more to this world than most people, because people think of Celtic culture as Ireland and Scotland for the most
absolutely,
part.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, they normally restrict it to that in everybody's thinking, but it's quite a lot more than that.
Now, that's you're obviously a student of that, and this obviously comes from your ancestry. Has it always been part of your life?
No, some of my youthful years were spent riding British motorbikes and partying quite a lot and listening to rock and roll, but
no harm there.
But actually, when I came to the Americas, I immigrated about 20-something years ago, and when I came to the Americas, people's enthusiasm here for their ancestry actually rubs off on you a little bit.
Sure,
And it made me look at my own ancestry a little bit more, and I started getting into my Scottish culture, and then I kind of broadened out into general Celtic culture. And I'd been looking at Celtic art since I was young, even though I wasn't really doing much about it. I was poring over these books of my childhood artist heroes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a handful of great Celtic artists in the world who I actually, in later years, happen to be friends with, which is kind of nice.
It is.
But, you know, we'd pore over these books, me and my brother, who's also a great Celtic artist. He's in Cornwall in the UK these days.
Uh-huh.
And wasn't really till I came to Maui. I was in Honolulu for a couple of years, and I came to Maui about 15 years ago. And one of the first things I did was I painted a blue station wagon. I painted it black with Celtic knotwork all over it.
Oh, boy.
And it became quite a well-known local feature in Lahaina.
I can only imagine.
And since, you know, that's when I really started producing some Celtic art. But, you know, I was still trying to pay the bills. I was working as a scuba diver instructor and a bit of construction here and there and whatever you needed to do. But
yeah, that's a pretty rich. Sounds like a pretty rich life, Hamish.
I've had a fabulous life. A lot of travel. I've been traveling for a very long time, but Hawaii is definitely home for the last 17 years.
Well, when I first looked at your work, I had an immediate sort of flash of recognition based on really the color palette, the golds and the reds. There's something distinctive about the colors, at least to my imagination, that I identified with past Celtic art that I had seen.
Right.
And the images almost look like a little bit related to the kind of images you might associate with heraldry, where you have the way the images are arrayed. It almost looks like a coat of arms, one of the images that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Is there a link to that kind of art?
Not really. No, the coats of arms and the clans probably developed a little bit later than the high period of Celtic art.
What was the high period, Hamish?
The high period, there's two phases, if I can steer off just a little bit. The very earliest one was called Latin. I was aware of that word for many years, and last summer, I went to look at that, and Latin is actually a culture in what is now Neuchâtel in Switzerland. And there was a lakeside Celtic culture, and they had this very curly, swervy, ancient type of Celtic art. And that crossed all over Europe, and it's still on standing stones in the British Isles and Ireland.
Well, so Hamish, you will see evidence of this in places that you wouldn't have expected. Could you go back to Switzerland and see signs of that today?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Hamish, I'm afraid we've eaten up our time.
Okay,
it's great to talk to you. And,
all right, the monks were the high point of Celtic art in their Gospels in the 800s AD.
So that's kind of the main source of your inspiration.
Yeah.
The work is fascinating to look at, and I appreciate your taking the time, Hamish. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hamish Burgess is a Maui-based artist and musician. His art show, The Celtic Art of Hamish Burgess, will be on display during the month of May at Hawaiian Village Coffee in the Kahana Gateway Center, and you can learn more at our HPR website.